From Hollywood, the Raleigh Cigarette Program, starring Red Skelton with David Forrester and his orchestra, our singing star, Anita Ellis, Gigi Pearson, Verna Felton, Pat McGee, and Wonderful Smith, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor.
And Irving Leroy Riz.
It's moisturized, the new, all-new Raleigh 903 cigarette. Listen. That jet of fresh, pure moisture stands for the new freshness, new taste, and the new, different, moisturized Raleigh 903. New blend, new taste, new freshness. It's the new, all-new moisturized Raleigh 903. It's a pleasure to bring you Metro Goldwyn Mayer's popular comedian, the star of our Raleigh Cigarette program, Red, It's a Girl, Skelton.
Thank you very much, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, you know, I'm a little nervous tonight, Rod. I passed a dice game out in the hall, and I heard a guy say, "You're faded," and I thought we were cut off the air again.
I'm proud of that.
How do you feel, Rod?
Oh, fine, Red. Say, that sure was a wonderful show they put on at the Hollywood Bowl last Friday
night.
Yeah,
the Night of Music was really great. They had a lot of big stars there, too. Phil Silvers, Peggy Lee, Frank Sinatra, Jimmy Durante, Danny Thomas, Dave Rose, Benny Goodman, Cucamonga,
and there's a diner on that train.
Well, say, it was supposed to be a night of music. What were you doing there?
Well, I can sing. Of course, I'm at my best in the shower, you know.
Mm-hmm. Is that why you kept praying for rain all night?
Rod, you know, vaudeville is dead, you know. Let's not have radio with jokes like that asking it to move over, huh?
You know, no, really, they used to call those concerts at the Bowl Symphony Under the Stars, but they don't do that anymore.
Huh?
No, they call it Melody Under the Smog. No kidding, that smog's so bad. I went down to Los Angeles the other day, and I couldn't see my hands in front of me. It was so thick. Had my gloves on.
Well, say, weren't you a little nervous playing before all those thousands of people?
No, I just pretend like there was nobody there, and when I finished my act, nobody was. But seriously, though, did you ever hear so much applause when they announced my name?
Huh? Oh, yeah, they applauded for everyone on the program.
Well, don't you think they applauded just a little bit more for me?
Well, to tell the truth, Red.
Look, when I want the truth, I'll ask for it.
Say, you know, I thought it was a great show, though, for a great cause.
Yeah, it was a benefit for the Catholic Youth Organization. Kids of all races, creeds, and creeds will profit by the show that the show folks put on last Friday night, which proves show business really has a heart, you know?
You know, and another group of great showmen, the Variety Club, held their convention here in Los Angeles last week.
Oh, yeah.
You missed that, though, didn't you, Red?
Yeah, I was up in San Francisco most of the week. They said I was sorry I wasn't here, though.
Variety Club said that?
No, San Francisco. You know, most of the members of the Variety Club are theater owners, you know.
Well, any of them ever tell you what kind of business your pictures do when they play them?
No, they were very polite, all of them. No kidding, the last picture I did, business was so bad that the cashier dropped dead and they didn't know it till he went to change prices at 6 o'clock.
Listen. That jet of fresh, pure moisture stands for the new freshness, new taste, and the new, all-new Raleigh 903 cigarette. It's moisturized to stay fresh longer. It's moisturized to smoke milder. It's moisturized to taste better. Yes, this new modern Raleigh 903 brings you new freshness, new taste. It tastes far better than any cigarette ever made before because it's moisturized by the revolutionary new 903 process. The greatest advance in cigarette making in 25 years. Because of this new moisturized freshness and new taste, you get new smoking enjoyment in the new, all-new Raleigh 903.
And remember this about the new moisturized Raleigh 903. Medical science offers proof positive. No other leading cigarette gives less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars,
Smokers follow the lead of Hedy Lamarr, star of the new film, Dishonored Lady. Get the new moisturized Rolly 903 and see how much fresher, richer, better tasting it is. A new blend, new freshness, new taste. You'll see the number 903 on the government stamp. This Rolly 903 is new. All new. It's moisturized to stay fresh longer, to taste better.
Anita Ellis sings, "They Can't Take That Away From Me." It's by George Gershwin. I mean, "They Can't Take That Away From Me" by George Gershwin.
The way you wear your hat, the way you sip your tea, the memory of all away from me, the way your smile just beams, the way you sing off key, the way you haunt my dreams. No, no, they can't take that away from me. We may never, never meet again on the bumpy road to love. Still, I'll always, always keep the memory of the way you hold your knife, the way we dance. The way you've changed my life. Oh, no, they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away.
Scrapbook of Satire.
Ah, cut it out, will you? How do you like that? He brought his brother with him tonight. To hell. Page one tonight is entitled Willie Lump Lump, the Barber of Slameel. Bleeding time, 2 minutes and 30 seconds.
Howdy, Willie. What's cooking? I said, what's cooking?
Nothing. Every oil smells that way. Good to see you again, though.
I'll bet you're surprised to see me back so soon.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
I only got a shave last week.
Yeah, I thought you'd be in the hospital for at least a month, you know.
How's your barbershop going?
Not too good. I guess I'll have to wait for the tourist trade. Everybody in this town's wise to me, you know.
Well, if there's ever a depression and people want to get their throats cut, you'll do a landslide business.
Oh, I don't think so. There's too many people in this throat-cutting business already.
Willie, maybe you'd do better if you laid off that stuff.
What, learn to walk all over again? Not me, boy. My business will boom when the world starts buying the new automatic haircut and shaving machine I'm inventing, you know.
Oh, I gotta get out of here.
Yes, ma'am.
Your wife's crossing the street. Look, she's crossing against the streetlight.
Where is she?
There.
Oh, yeah, there she. Oh, careful, dear. There's a car behind you. Turn around. Turn around. Mister.
Well, what do you expect from these out-of-town drivers?
Well, howdy, Mrs. Lump Lump.
Howdy, Mr. Presshold. You getting a shave and a haircut?
No, I just came back to see if Willie found my chin yet. Well, I guess I'll be going now and leave you two alone.
I hope your father-in-law sends her back now, Mr. Presshold. Well, I better get to work on my invention.
Willie, Willie, aren't you going to kiss me?
Kiss you? You gone mad, woman?
Well, other men kiss their wives when they first meet.
Now, well, we've met before. That's a brilliant remark, Willie. What do you want down here in the run of the day?
I need some money.
Yeah? Well, why don't you go to the bank and cash one of my checks?
Well, how much will they give me?
Oh, 30, 40 years.
Will you open that drawer and let me see what you have there in the register?
Well, I'd like to see, too. Open it up. Now look what you did. You let my maws down. Well, there it is. Take a look at it. The most beautiful varnished drawer you've ever seen. And it's empty.
Didn't you have any customers today?
Yeah, I've had three.
Well, you didn't work on them for nothing.
No, I paid them.
Willie, what happened? Where is all the money you took in?
I know where it is.
Willie, look at me.
I know what you look like.
Remarks about me again. You're always insulting me. Your own wife. Why, for 2 cents, I'd go home to mother.
Oh, don't say that. You're making me feel like a heel.
You do?
Yeah, I don't have 2 cents yet. Okay, here comes a customer. Now, stay in the background, will you?
I'll have a shave once over politely.
Yes, sir.
Well, start shaving me.
Say, don't I know you from somewhere? You look like an ex-GI. I see the duck there on you.
Yes, I was in the service.
Oh. Enlisted man or Pentagon building?
I was an officer.
No kidding.
Hey, why are you strapping me in the chair?
Well, you see, I'm going to pump it up in the air, and I don't want you to black out, you know. Officer, what was your rank?
Colonel.
No kidding.
But it's good to be a civilian again and get back at my old job.
I'll bet it is. How is the street cleaning business? You know, I was a private myself, you know. You want a haircut, do you?
Just a shave.
An ex-colonel and you want a shave? Say, you are a sport, ain't you? Well, it's just as well. You're getting a little thin on top there, anyhow. Well, how'd you like a bottle of Willie Lump's Hair Restore?
Is it any good?
Sure, drink it all the time.
You mean you drink it? Isn't that dangerous?
Not if you don't smoke for a half hour.
Well, is it any good for the hair?
Good. My wife... That's what makes it bad when you know what's coming. Is it good? My wife opened a bottle of my Hair Restore with her teeth, and 3 days later she had a mustache and I'm going.
Horrible.
You should have seen her before she grew.
Business has been good, huh?
Yeah, you're my third customer.
Today?
Oh, just my third customer, you know. Look, you'll have to take that cigarette out of your mouth if you want me to shave you.
It's a Raleigh.
Oh, I'll work around it.
Well, I'll put it out. Have you got an ashtray?
Yeah, here's one.
It's an odd-looking ashtray. Looks like a nickel-plated ear. Yeah.
It is. Willie got that from the second customer he shaved.
Well, tell me about the first.
We never speak of him. He don't pop off much either anymore.
Look, could you hurry a little with the shave, old man?
Yeah, I'll get a hot towel and soften up that facial fungus you've got there. Boy, is that towel hot.
Oh, of all the stupid tricks, what's the idea of dropping that hot towel on my face?
What do you expect me to do, hold it and burn my fingers, sir?
Careful. Would you care for a manicure, mister?
Well, my nails are a little long.
That's good. She'll trim them right down to your elbows.
Hey, you look rather attractive.
Oh, yes, and you look kind of handsome yourself.
I didn't realize it was that dark in here. Better turn on the lights and let them both scare each other to death.
How about it? Shall we have dinner?
mustache and a goatee.
I got a date tonight.
Not you, Dope.
Oh, pardon me.
Could you rush it a little? I'm in a hurry.
Yeah, well, if you're in a hurry, how would you like a Woolly Lump Lump's automatic special?
Well, what's that?
New invention. See that cabinet over here? You stick your head in that slot, see, and your hands go in another slot, and your feet go in another slot, and you get a haircut, shave, shoe, shampoo, and shine all for...
Care to try it, sporty?
Well, sure.
Okay, just put your head right in there.
You mean like this?
Yeah. Now, I'll set it. Ooh, it clipped his necktie off. I wonder if his neck was attached to it. Ooh, are you ready? There we go. Now.
Stop it! Stop it!
I'm trying to. Something went wrong. Wait a minute.
Are you big dope?
Ooh, look at you. Well, it's not my fault. You moved your head.
What?
I said you moved your head.
I can't hear you.
Well, no wonder. Wait till I get your ears out of there. Well, we need new ashtrays around here anyway.
Listen. That jet of fresh, pure moisture stands for the new freshness, new taste, and the new, all-new Rowley 903 cigarette. It's moisturized to stay fresh longer. It's moisturized to smoke milder. It's moisturized to taste better. Yes, this new modern moisturized Rowley 903 brings you new freshness, new taste. It tastes far better than any cigarette ever made before. It's new. All new. New blend, new freshness, new taste. And remember this about the new moisturized Rowley 903. Medical science offers proof positive. Tests certified by a jury of 14 doctors based on a method used by the United States government prove that no other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars. Smoke the new, all-new Rowley 903. It's moisturized to stay fresh longer, to taste better.
David Forrester and his Rowley Cigarette Orchestra play Espana Coni.
Thank you.
Chapter 2 is entitled The Little Things That Cause Trouble.
Well, as long as I was on the telephone, I may as well make one more call. And I wonder who I will get this time. Let's see now. Yeah.
Hello, police department, 6th precinct.
I've hit the jackpot. The police department, is you stationed in the middle of Myrtle Street?
That's right.
Well, for goodness sake, get out. You want to get one over? Boy, I is an ornery way to work, you know. Sometimes I feel like walking into the reform school and making them take me. Let's see, I make one more call now. I'm going to call somebody.
I told you to stay away from the telephone, no. And now I've caught you red-handed.
Yeah, that mercurochrome stays on a long time, don't it? Right?
And why do you have mercurochrome on your hands? Did you cut yourself?
No, I got a headache.
Then why put that stuff on your hand?
Because you can't get me head in the bottle.
What caused your headache?
I don't know.
Come here. Look at your forehead. Oh? There's a big bump
on it.
Be
careful with that bump.
Does it hurt?
No, but be careful. It might be me bubble gum. I misplaced it a couple of days ago.
You've got cement all over your legs. You've been around Mr. Brzezegi's new driveway, haven't you?
I'm not saying, but boy, that driveway looks like the lobby of Grumman's Chinese Theater.
Well, you can just expect him to be mad at you. Oh, he'll recognize your footprints.
Oh, no, he won't. I was wearing new shoes. Oh, my goodness. Oh, goodness.
What's wrong?
Oh, I got to take a look in the oven. Goodness, me mud pies is baking, you know.
Mud in my oven? Oh, Junior, why did you do it?
Well, you don't expect me to eat them raw, do you?
Now, you know that eating mud will make you sick.
No, it won't. I vaccinate myself. Vaccinate myself.
Where did you vaccinate yourself?
In a place where people couldn't see it. In the cellar. I did it with your old sewing machine.
Oh, you're only kidding.
You keep laughing, kiddo, that's all.
Well, you better go wash up a bit.
No, I'm clean enough.
Why are you so afraid of soap and water?
Well, I tell you, Grandma, it's like this, you see. Yes? When I was a little bitty baby, see, and my mommy and my papa, they came up and they were going to pick me out, see, and they... They came up, they were going to pick me out, and my mommy says, let's take this one. And Pop says, no soap. And it's been that way ever since.
Well, I wonder why your mother doesn't call.
Don't make much sense now, does it? Well, why don't you take a bath?
Why?
Well, that's the only time the phone rings is when you take a bath.
You're right. The phone does ring when I take a bath.
Yeah, lucky don't wait to ring for me when I take a bath, you know. We'd be cut off from the world, you know.
Oh, now run along and behave yourself.
Behave me, y'all? Yes. I'm a little rusty on that. Could you give me a few pointers?
Just keep saying to yourself over and over again, I'm going to behave myself. I'm going to behave myself.
I'm going to behave myself. I'm going to behave myself. Okay. I'm going to behave myself. I'm going to behave myself. I'm going to... Well, I try. Yeah, what you doing? What you scratching at that fishbowl for, cat? Huh? Would you like to join the goldfish in the widow swim? Yeah, I'll help you up and you can go wading. There, get in the boat. Yeah. Can Namor can cat swim?
Certainly not.
This one is.
Don't be silly. Where's the cat?
In the goldfish bowl.
Where's the fish?
Hiding.
Where?
In the cat. Look there, boy, that old cat, look at him smile. He looked like he just swallowed what he just swallowed.
Junior, come here to me.
No,
never mind.
Right.
You just keep on and I'll tell.
You tell what?
I'll tell everybody that you play with dolls.
Oh, I just not.
Oh, no? I think I'll move this doll buggy out on the porch.
Oh, no, then the kids will know it's mine. Never! You know,
Junior.
Marty.
You hit me. You hit me.
Didn't hurt, though. Hey, look, there's a fly. Look.
Junior, what are you chasing?
A fly. I'm going to get the fly.
Get the fly swatter.
No, no, this baseball bat will do. I'll get that fly. You watch. Well, there's one lampshade he won't hide behind. Boy, now, come on. Get out of there. He's behind the curtain.
Junior, stop it. Stop it.
No, I'm hot now. Hey, stop me now, boy. Hey, Nemo, you don't want flies in the house. Look at the damage they done. Look at him up there on the ceiling, rubbing his widow hands and laughing at me.
Now, Junior, don't climb on the table. It's rickety.
Shh. I'll sneak up behind him. Now, a widow tap on his head with a baseball bat.
Junior, get up. Are you all right?
Yeah.
Did you get the fly?
No, he flew through that hole in the ceiling.
Junior, just look around you. You wrecked the room chasing that fly.
Yeah, he really called forth me best efforts, didn't he, huh?
That did it. Come here to me.
Oh, no.
Now, don't you run from me.
You'll never take me alive.
Be careful. You'll slip on that throw rug.
Well, now I know why they call it a throw rug. But they just threw me about a mile here. Hey, just miss that pedestal with a vase on it. To make her think I is hurt, I'm going to use it to pull myself up. No.
Junior, don't hold on to that pedestal. Stop shaking it. Oh, good heavens, my beautiful vase.
Beautiful, you call it. You're kind of ugly to me.
That was an heirloom. Yeah. It's been handed down for 5 generations.
You look like this generation's going to pick it up, don't you?
Did you do that on purpose?
Did I do that on purpose?
Yes.
Did you ask me that?
I asked you that.
Grandma, I cannot tell a lie. So I will keep me widow traps yet.
Junior, I asked you a question.
Don't ask questions. Just have fun. Just have fun.
Will you answer me?
It'll only lead to bloodshed.
Oh, right, sir. Now you're really going to get it.
Now, wait a minute. Nemo, please wait just a minute. I know I got a whipping coming to me. I'm pretty bad. But I just happened to think, you know, that we're here close to the closet, and it reminded me that I didn't get you a present on Mother's Day, you know? And after all, you is sort of my second mother, you know? So I tell you what, you go ahead and get in your present, and you'll come out, and you can beat me up.
Well, Junior, that's sweet.
Yeah, I got it coming to me,
though. I'll go and get it.
Yes, please do.
No! There's a mouse in the box!
Well, there's no use hanging around here, folks. You know what's going to happen when you come back.
Thanks for being with us tonight. We hope you liked our program well enough to be with us again next Tuesday night. So until next Tuesday, then.
This is Red Skelton saying goodbye now. Thanks for listening, and thanks for buying Raleigh's cigarette. Bye now.
Sir Walter Raleigh, the pipe tobacco that rates superior on all counts.
A rich, ripe, full-bodied, burly blend.
Sir Walter Raleigh pipe tobacco.
Mellowed with rum for extra smoothness. Deep down, satisfying goodness.
That's Sir Walter Raleigh pipe tobacco.
Smoke Sir Walter Raleigh, the quality pipe tobacco of America.
The Memorial Day weekend this coming Friday opens this year's vacation season and will be the signal for a tremendous increase in motor travel. There's an extra need for careful driving in order to avoid holiday accidents. Let us obey the laws. Be careful. The life you save may be your own. Raleigh's invites you to other good listening during the week. Listen to the People Are Funny show with Art Linkletter next Friday night and join us again with Red Skelton next Tuesday. Red Skelton is heard in this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. Red Skelton is brought to you by the makers of Raleigh Cigarettes.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.